You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Steve Jolly on the line. He's the Yarra councillor. G'day, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Annie.
Yeah, now there's an issue with a threat to local music venues. Can you give my listeners an understanding of what's happened?
Yeah, well, we've had two closures in the last few weeks, a whole lot of love, just a few suburbs to the north of the city of Yarra. And now, in the last week or so, the Bendigo Hotel on Johnson Street in Collingwood, they're both live music venues. They're both closed down, and there's possibly more on the way. The main trigger has been exponential increase in their insurance costs. The insurance company that covers live music venues, for reasons unbeknown, and with no evidence whatsoever, have jacked up the rate. So, for example, at the old bar on Johnson Street in Fitzroy, the insurance has gone from $10,000 a year to $60,000 a year.
Oh.
At the Bendigo, which is had to close down, it's gone from $30,000 a year to $130,000 a year. And then you throw on top of that the cost of living pressures on their mainly young punters, the change in the drinking habits, the twice a year CPI increase in alcohol that they can't always pass on because if they did, they'd lose customers. It's just led to an absolute crisis. And then, of course, that's parallel with and linked to the music festivals that have been closing down, Splendor, obviously, this week, and others under threat. So it's a real problem. It's a real crisis, and there's a lot of people in the area really annoyed about it, worried about it, and beginning to mobilise around the issue.
Well, there was a... and we're not just talking about the venue owners. Of course, this has a kick-on effect for the musicians and others.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the latest figures we've got, 2020-21 financial year, there are 20,000 gigs in Yarra in 1 year, $165 million pumped into the local economy. And if that sector goes down the tube, there's an obvious economic hit, but it's also, as you say, the workers, security at the front, the cleaners who come in and clean the venues at night, the bar staff, the roadies, and obviously the bands themselves. And these are overwhelmingly young people on very, very low income, maybe about $3,000 odd. In the city of Yarra, and that's just one small municipality. It'd be the same in the city of Melbourne and other municipalities. So, it's not just the owners. It's all the staff. And the other aspect is the cultural hit. You know, we like to say Melbourne is the home of live music in Australia. I guess the inner northern suburbs would be the home of the home. Mm-hmm. Well, it's dying. It's really needs love at the moment. It needs support.
There was a public meeting at the Prov on Monday last. Can you give us an understanding of what came out of that meeting?
Yeah, it was organised by the Fitzroy Residents Association. As you say, it was packed. There were lots of the pub owners there. Lots of the musicians and artists were there, and loads and loads of punters. And they were all saying that we can't just sit idly by. I'd moved a motion a week earlier at the council that the council take out insurance on behalf of the live music venues and then charge the live music venues for the insurance that the council could get because they can get it a lot cheaper. And that was basically laughed out of the room at the council meeting because, to be honest with you, some of these inner city politicians have got the imagination of chipmunks. But there was a plan of action drawn up. We're going back at that issue at a state and federal level. There's also plans at foot to sort of revitalise Brunswick Street in particular, which is the home and around Brunswick Street to many, many live music venues. The project decided to, they're doing a big story this coming Thursday night on their show on Channel 10. And as a result of all the pressure that's been put on by the staff, the bar owners, and the Greens, people like myself and many others, this week the federal government cracked and they decided to launch an inquiry into the collapse of the music, of the festivals, and of some of the live music venues. And that was done definitely under the pressure of the last 7 to 10 days, which is good. And now we just got to take advantage of that. So it's not something that we can just watch and tut-tut and say, that's really sad, because there's so many jobs involved, as you said in your question before.
But also the elephant in the room, is the insurance companies. Are they a law unto themselves? Or is that a foolish question?
No. Their position on the matter is very simple. They've said, "Well, listen, we've undervalued, we've underestimated the risk of live music venues. If you're holding a glass with alcohol in it, looking at a live band, that is a very big risk, and we've charged you too little for too long. So we're just playing catch-up. That's their
But decision. They don't even drink out of glasses anymore. They use plastic exactly. for exactly that exactly. reason.
And also, if you want to get yourself beaten up in Fitzroy on a Saturday night, go down to, I'm not going to name them on air, but there's normal sort of pubs where they just sell cheap shots to kids, where there's no live music. They just pump out music from an amplifier, and the pokey venues, places like that. You know, the live music venues. It's a community. It's a scene.
Yeah,
You go into the Bendigo. Everyone's dressed in black, and they've all got tats and whatnot. And they might look a little bit dodgy, but that is the safest sense of place. It's a sense of community. It's an amazing place. And the cops will tell you there's no violence there. So this nonsense from the insurance companies is just shaking down small businesses, who then in turn lay off staff, and it's a bad effect, and the cultural hit as well. So
it's a form of gouging.
Yeah, it is. It is. You've got the duopoly, you know, Coles and Woolies in retail, and then you've got a monopoly with the insurance for music venues.
Yeah, well, and also I think that the insurance companies are a lot more shaky than they give the impression, and maybe that's one of the reasons for why they think they've got a soft touch.
Yeah, that's right. So what we're asking the federal government to do is to, because they're the only ones really that have got the power to stop this with the insurance. They're not going to listen to an individual pub out of Melbourne or, you know, a local councillor or the Greens or anything like that. The only people that can actually got the power to stop them doing this is the federal government. And they have the pressure that needs to be brought to bear is to say, this is nonsense what you're saying, that the risk here is higher than what you're currently charging. There is no evidence to prove this. We will name and shame you. We will bring in legislation if necessary. We will find alternative insurance. I mean, by the way, I forgot to say, Andy, some of the live music venues are even looking at potentially doing their own insurance as in a desperate attempt to get around these insurance companies. And I think these insurance companies have been very, very short-sighted. This, they could, you know, if the pressure is brought to bear in the Fed government, they could face more legislative reforms and even live music venues doing their own insurance. Either way, you know, it's a red hot issue, and I encourage all your listeners to sign the change.org petition. You know, show solidarity with their local live music venues, and maybe contact me or even the state member, Gabriel De Vetri, if you want to get involved in the campaign.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Thanks, Annie.